I'm going to quickly just talk about a couple of films. Mystic Ball is probably the most amazing film you're going to see just in terms of its subject matter, not in terms of its structure like what you described. Its subject matter is a little-known game called Chin Loan that is like the national sport of Burma, that formerly known as Burma, now called Myanmar. So Myanmar is this tiny little country who for centuries has been playing Chin Loan. And Chin Loan is not like any sport you've ever seen. It's not competitive. There's only one team, and the whole purpose of this team is to work together to keep a ball in the air with their feet. Mm. And the moves that they have developed over the centuries, and the whole purpose of it becomes very meditative because they all focus together on the ball, and then they all start coming together as one, working together as one, and then the rhythms that start happening between the ball and the bodies and the way the bodies are moving, and the intricate moves that they execute to keep the ball in the air. And that's the point of it, is to be as elaborate as possible in your movements to keep the ball in the air. It is like it's a Canadian man's story of how he discovered it and how he kept going back to Myanmar and learning more and more and more about it and becoming the first foreigner to publicly play the game in these sort of festivals that they kept holding. And so
the documentary filmmakers are following the story of this man.
Well, this man is the director.
He is the filmmaker.
He's
as well.
The director, uh-huh. Yeah. He's the director.
Another personal story.
It's very personal, and but I guess he sort of directs other people because it's not like he's carrying a camera around or doing anything like that.
I guess not.
No, he's just talking about the sport. He's talking about how spiritual it has become and the meditative aspect of it. And when he focuses on the actual game, that's the part that I think is really special and really beautiful, because it's like nothing you've ever seen. It is the most beautiful rhythmic activity, movement of bodies. It's not a dance. It is dance-like, mm-hmm. but I'm not a big fan of dance. This is so expressive and so beautiful, and so it is mystical, and you can see the meditative. I was starting to get totally engaged with it to the point where I felt like I was meditating as I was watching. It's so enthralling. It's called Mystic Ball. Mm-hmm. And it's got a couple of screenings, so you get a good chance to see it.